Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Broadcasting live from New York City. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope to check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to check out the blog and then the knowledge base and the archives and the articles and the Brain Trust members, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of stuff. And I hope you'll use it to your little heart's content. And if you break it, we'll fix it. And just keep using it. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. And if I haven't said it already, I'll say it again, even if I have. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. I think you'll like it. Jeff Sabar is all over our website. He's been depositing so much wisdom with us over the last 11-plus years that he's been a member of the Brain Trust, and including articles, including interviews that we've done. Every other week we do something. He's been a steadfast supporter. And, Jeff, at the end of the year here, I just want to say thank you for your support over the years.
It's always been great, Jim. It's been, you know, it's one of these. I enjoy our conversations, and I know that you and I alike enjoy throwing our wisdom out there, just casting it over the audience. No, but it's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding, and thank you for having me.
Casting our pop beads, right? Not our pearls.
There you go.
Hey, Jeff, by the way, give us the website.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
So check that out, folks. A lot of good stuff there. You're giving us some year-end tips and tidbits, Jeff. What's next?
Well, another one that I posted yesterday to my Facebook, at Chief Home Officer on Facebook. You know, I do a lot of tech writing, and I go to sites like Gizmodo and Lifehacker, both products from Gawker Media. I got an email from them this week that their servers had been compromised. They apparently had been hacked, and all their passwords. Yep, all their passwords at Gawker
Media. Who is this? Gawker.
Gawker, G-A-W-K-E-R. It's actually a very big organization.
Right.
And they run lifehacker.com and gizmodo.com.
What are tell the audience what they do.
Well, they review – Lifehacker is about products that help life, that just help you get through life, whether it's organization, whether it's cooking, whether it's – you know, it's all good stuff to be smarter and sort of more efficient in life. And this is not some small organization. This is a very big company.
I'm familiar with
Gizmodo.
Go ahead.
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
So Gizmodo is a gizmo-type site. They review leading-edge technology. And, again, very, very good insights. So I was very surprised earlier this week or over the weekend to get an email from them saying that they had been hacked. And all their passwords had been compromised. And the point is, this could have happened to anybody. This is not that just happened to this company. But I went to their site. I checked it out. They had a big warning on the top of their site saying we had been compromised. And if you have an email address and a password to access our account, to access our services, you may have been compromised. So the main point is, first off, you know, it's great that they alerted us. They put up tips and ideas and frequently asked questions and how to handle this. It's terrible that they were compromised. You know, somehow their security was let down, that all their user IDs and passwords were compromised out there and not made public, but made to some nefarious organization. But more to the point, they reminded me, and I then put on my Chief Home Officer and on my Twitter that you know, you have to stay atop your passwords and the way you use passwords and create them, to the point that the password I use to access that site or to access my New York Times online site or to access the Sun Sentinel online site down here in South Florida is completely different from the password that I use to access, for example, my banking or to access my insurance or to access my financial services.
But then I got to remember all those different passwords, Jeff.
Well, there's a lot of different things you can use, but I tell you what, put it this way. It's probably easier to remember two or three different passwords, and those are not written down anywhere. So it's not like someone can hack my computer or break into my house. Right. The ones to access my financial services are in my brain only, so they're in that cluttered mess of cobwebs.
That's
called my brain. Pretty scary
That's
thought.
Scary.
But the point is that it's easier to try and remember something like that than to have to go back to your bank and see where that $5,000 in your bank account went when you got hacked and it all got taken, or whatever the amount is. So, you know, so I wrote a tweet and a Facebook update to tell people, look, it's time to really get on top of your passwords. And as we go into the new year, some people have a little bit of downtime. Maybe think about it, because if you're doing online purchasing, if you're, you know, throwing credit card numbers around out there.
You also ought to differentiate between your password to to some little account that doesn't matter, and a password to financial information. That's, to me, that would
absolutely
have something different, as I do. And
That happened to me, you know, a couple of months ago. I said, you know what, I got to change those. And so I went with, instead of a word, I went with the phrase. So, you know, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. Mm-hmm. You take those initials. That's not
I'm writing this down, Jeff.
So there you go. You take those initials. You change vowels into numerals, maybe. You throw a couple numerals at the beginning.
I can't remember all that. I can't remember all that, Jeff. When you're old, you can't remember all that stuff.
Back when you were born, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, as my daughter would say, you know,
no,
then Devonna came along.
Not dinosaurs, but mastodons. Mastodons. But anyway, hey, Jeff, give us the website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeffrey Zabar. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today again. As always, good advice, and we'll see you next time.
Perfect, Jim. Thank you so much. Enjoy New York City.
Yeah, Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blessing, broadcasting live from the Big Apple. I'll be back in a minute.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.